Hi, this is James Devine, and welcome to the Music Ed Podcast. Today, I will be sharing a method I use for teaching kids how to practice difficult passages.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
There are so many different methods you could use to teach kids how to practice. So if you don't like my method, adapt it to fit your own students or find another method. But this has worked for me in a class setting for teaching kids difficult passages. I often find that they don't even know how to play the notes. They don't even know what the note is. Maybe they don't even know. And so we start with that. We might do long tones. If it's a 8-note passage, like an 8th note run or something, we might just play each note one at a time, and we're holding it out for 8 beats. And as the students are doing that, I'm looking to make sure they're using enough air, listening to make sure they use enough air. I'm looking at their fingers or their slide positions to make sure they're all playing the note correctly. And that can be a great first step. Then oftentimes we'll go through the passage and we might play it all as whole notes. Once I know that everybody understands every note and knows how to play the note, we might play it through as whole notes. Then we'll go back through one a couple of times after they've played it as whole notes and play it as half notes. And then lastly, we'll do it as quarter notes. And usually by the time they can play it as quarter notes, then they're able to work on the passage itself with its rhythms to try to make it better. We also sometimes take the exercise in small pieces. We'll go with 1 note. And then 2 notes, and then 3 notes, and just keep adding a note until we have an entire measure, or what I like to do is actually a measure plus 1. So if you have something like an 8th note, series of 8th notes, dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-da, you might do 1 measure plus 1 note. That just seems to help to resolve the chord structure of the piece and gives it a little bit more sense. Of course, you have the count and clap. I find my students do well if I not only say the syllables that I like to use for counting, but then make them say it, especially with 8th notes. I find all of my beginning and middle school students, they often are very lazy in the way that they do 8th notes. So for example, even when they're counting out loud, they'll be like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And I tell them, no, you have to be really strict. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And we'll actually practice that with the metronome. And it seems to really clean up their feel for the rhythmic part of it. In the Army, we used an acronym. The Army band everyone in the Army uses acronyms, but in the band we had an acronym called DIAC, D-I-A-C, and that stood for detect, isolate, analyze, and correct. And we often use that in our rehearsals. Even with middle schoolers, I use it because it's something I can easily teach them. You detect that there's a problem. And I tell them, all of you can do that. Once you listen, then you know that something is wrong. That's the first step. Then you isolate it. Was it the clarinets? Was it the flutes? Was it the trumpets? Was it the violins? You analyze it. Is someone thinking that they're playing a B flat on trumpet, but they're really using second valve because they don't know the note, or they didn't see the flat in the key signature, or their valves are stuck, or the clarinet isn't working because the keys on the side are bent and something is staying open. So analyzing what the problem is, it can even be sometimes something in the music. I've had one or two of those cases just in the last 2 months where I said to a student, hey, the music says this, and they said, no, it doesn't. And I looked at their music, and sure enough, it was different in their music and in the score. So we're able to fix that, and that leads to the last step, correct. The last tip I want to share with you is that sometimes it's better to just focus on one or the other rhythm or notes, but not both at the same time, because that can be what often makes it a little bit difficult to do. So just pick one, focus on the rhythm, maybe have them play that on one note, or focus on the notes and don't worry too much about the rhythms. I hope that these tips have been helpful to you. If your school district is looking for someone to share in professional development, please contact me through the website. I would love to come in and speak and share some inspirational stories and also some teaching tips.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.